There is no water without pumping. There is no bread without baking. And there is no success without sweating. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this episode of Pramod's Podcast. And this episode is really special for me because I'm going to tell you something which is really, 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 really important. You know what? I was thinking probably 5-6 years ago that things are going to happen automatically. If you just study, pass that exam, and you know, things are going to just roll in, and you just walk over and accept those amazing things that's going to happen to you. However, I realized that that's not a reality. That's just a dream. Things are not going to happen automatically. Things are to be made to happen. And that's a reality. Nobody became successful. Nobody achieved amazing things just by sitting quiet and letting things happen. Every successful person went there and made things happen. That's what I see. Somebody who's successful, be it your dad, be it your mom, be it your cousin, be it your lecturer, be it somebody whom you hate, whoever has been successful in their lives, they are successful. It's just because they made things happen. Things wouldn't happen automatically. Things would never happen automatically. If you let things happen to you, you don't know what is going to happen to you. If you want a specific thing to happen to you, don't let things happen. Make things happen. If you have a career goal, you got to go take action and go to that course or meet that person who can help you reach there. If you have a relationship goal, you got to go make that confession or get that flower or go clear that ego. If you have a goal on your health, stop that reason and go ahead, pick up the dumbbell and start your exercise. Ladies and gentlemen, if you require something to happen, you have to stop letting things happen and start making things happen. Because there is no bread without baking. There is no water without pumping. And there is no success without sweating. Thank you.